The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Lifting up his eyes to the heaven, Jesus prayed, saying, Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. When I was with them, I protected them in your name that you gave me, and I guarded them, and none of them was lost, except the son of destruction, in order that the scripture might be fulfilled. But now I am coming to you. I speak this in the world, so that they may share my joy completely. I gave them your word, and the world hated them, because they do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. I do not ask that you take them out of the world, but that you keep them from the evil one. They do not belong to the world any more than I belong to the world. Consecrate them in the truth. Your word is root. As you sent me into the world, so I sent them into the world, and I consecrate myself for them, so that they may also be consecrated in truth. The Gospel of the Lord. The Gospel that we have today is the prayer that Jesus said in the presence of the apostles right before his passion. And this prayer can be likened to the last will and testament on Jesus' part, for it expresses the deepest desire of Jesus for his closest collaborators, and an extension for each and every one of us today. And what were Jesus' deepest desires for his closest friends? Holy Father, keep them in your name that you have given me, so that they may be one just as we are one. The desire in Jesus' heart is unity, to keep us one, not divided for the mission, to keep them one and not divided in their pursuits, for them and for us to be single-minded in our own evangelizing work, that their own views, the disciples' views, fears, and biases must not reign, but rather the gospel that they receive must be their primary consideration, that they teach what they learn from Christ himself and not their own opinions. It's quite amazing to realize that in those times or moments when Christ was about to suffer, at that time when he was about to die, unity was foremost in his mind. And this authentic unity is achieved when we preach courageously the faith that we receive in full, not choosing what is convenient for us, what is acceptable to a certain group, but rather the gospel itself. So reflecting on this, do we preach and live out the gospel in its fullness, or do we pick and choose what we think is applicable to us? You know, how many times we hear the line from people, I agree with this teaching of the church, but I don't really agree with that teaching of the church in this area. Or someone who is passionate on an aspect of faith, but also dismissive of other issues that the faith finds equally important. You know, we always try to avoid what we refer to as cafeteria Catholicism. It's the surest way to disunity, for it gives more importance to one's personal take rather than to be formed by the mind of faith and the Holy Spirit. That's why in the prayer today that we heard from the gospel, Jesus repeats over and over again, Father, consecrate them in the truth. Unity is only realized if we are consecrated in the truth and live in the truth. So reflecting on this, looking at my faith life, is there internal unity? Internal unity. Am I consecrated to the truth? And do I embrace my faith in its fullness?